This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Lock and load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. It is time for the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey, and she has brought with her a guest, and I'm going to let you introduce him because I get the impression that if I were to take pictures of him, I might vanish. So I'm going to let you do the introductions.
All right. Sounds good, Bill.
Oh, we don't have him. That's what I just got. I just heard we don't have him this time around. So,
Well, he is hard to find. I've tried to find him in a grocery store. It was very challenging.
Yes.
He finds you. You don't find him. He finds you.
Yeah, but that's a problem when he's a guest on a rodeo show, you know. That can be an issue.
That is a problem.
Yeah. So, while you text him, do you do anything this past week? Do you teach anybody? You do anything Bussy-esque?
I actually hung out with my family for the 4th of July. We spent the weekend on the lake doing family stuff.
Okay.
Actually pretty fun.
It sounds like it, although I am now informed that we have Vince.
Yes.
We have Vince?
We have Vince.
Vince?
Yes.
Vince, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself so I don't say anything that will get me shut in the face.
Okay, so as we've established, my name is Vince, Vince Damiano. I'm the owner of Gun Sitters Secure Firearm Storage, the Edge Center, Martial Arts and Adventure Training, and Double Eagle Pocono Country Club. So I've kind of got my hands in a bunch of stuff.
So Vince worked with Pixie for a weekend, my daughter, and she came on and talked about it a little bit after she first got back. So do you want to start by talking a little bit about Pixie?
Yeah, so Pixie has a unique situation where I needed to turn her into a fully aware mini killer. And in a weekend, what we did was I started with her mindset. What I really do is I do personal survival training. It doesn't necessarily have to be self-defense. It doesn't necessarily have to be personal protection for an attack. But what I do is I work on attack-proofing people. It's what I do is I build your confidence to eliminate even having to defend yourself. And I do that using the martial arts medium, using the self-defense medium, and a couple other tricks that I've got. For Pixie, we really started with some pure hand-to-hand combat training. This is stuff that I generally would teach for military, law enforcement, some high-level stuff that's not found in martial arts. It's found in use-of-force systems. And what that does is, one, it gives her some great tools to thwart an attacker. But more importantly, what it does is it gives her the confidence that she's going to show to stop the attacker from even approaching. It's going to give her that air of confidence. It's going to give her that posture. She's going to have the ability to scan her surroundings and make a decision based on what she sees in her environment to avoid the attack altogether. And what I found in my 23 years of teaching martial arts, self-defense, and personal protection is there's only a 1% chance that you're going to get attacked by another person. But there's a 100% chance that you're going to have to use some type of confidence, some type of physical posture as your first line of defense. And if you can use that, then you don't have to worry about the physical part. Now, the physical part could happen, so we're going to prepare her for that. And the way I prepared her for that was using what she already knows, stuff that she's already learned and mastered in her life, like covering her head and throwing a ball and scanning your area from left to right because that's how you read and absorb information. And after getting my butt kicked by her for the entire weekend, she wound up doing really good with it. She absorbed it. She took it in. She got to put it into practical application. And I'm really hoping that's something that she can put into her everyday life.
So Pixie is a little unusual because she's 12, but she's also the daughter of a world-class pistol instructor. So she travels with me. She trains with firearms. She's not new to the mindset of self-defense and awareness, situational awareness, that sort of thing. So what did you think about training this 12-year-old versus the other people you normally train in this sort of thing?
Well, I actually rather take a blank canvas because I didn't have to unteach bad habits. When you get a trained warrior or a police officer or somebody that's been training in martial arts for a decade, there's a lot of habits that you need to change. Martial arts and personal protection are two completely different monsters. Military tactics and defending yourself from an everyday attacker are two different things. And you don't use the same mindset. You don't use the same tactics. You don't use the same scanning principles or verbal diffusion as used from anything. Everything's different. And because she didn't have a lot of that training, I was able to start from scratch.
Preconceived notions.
Right. So I didn't have to adjust what she did. Basically, what, let's say a martial arts school is, they're going to take and they're going to train you in a certain way, and they're going to make you what's called a drill master. You're going to master the drill. You're going to master the form. You're going to emulate your instructor. I like to teach to master unpredictability. I don't want somebody to throw a punch or an elbow or a knee or a strike like me. I want them to throw it like them. I want them to own the technique. I want them to do it what's right for their body, what's right for their mindset, what's even right for their values. And a lot of times personal values are going to get in your way of defending yourself. When she first started, she wouldn't want to defend herself if her life depended on it. But if the dog was going to get hurt, well, she'll defend the dog. Well, we had to enhance that mindset to let her know that she's more important than the dog. And it's okay to defend yourself against somebody else. But if it's in the fear of hurting somebody else, I had to kind of change her mindset to let her know that really that pain doesn't hurt. Pain can be embarrassing. Pain can be a disruptor. Pain can be a distraction. And all she needed to do was create herself a window of opportunity to be able to make an escape and get away. She didn't necessarily have to hurt another person. And that completely changed her paradigm.
Right. She really, really enjoyed that training. So you were wearing a suit to protect your body, but she told me that she noticed the gaps in your suit, and you talked to her about this pain that, you know, it's just a temporary thing and that she should be hurting someone so she can escape. So she told me she was looking for those gaps in your suit so she could do what she was supposed to do.
And
so
it's funny you say
that.
Very painfully. And it's been a while, and I still have black and blues on the soft spots of my body. I teach a system that uses soft tissue striking. So you're going within the gaps in the muscles and the soft tissue where you're normally not touched or felt or hit. And the way
Vince,
that I
Vince, while you're describing all that groovy Steven Seagal stuff that I'm enjoying listening about, hang on for me right there, if you would, please. We're going to take a pause just for a moment to go pay a few bills. This is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey and her guest, Vince D'Amato.
Damiano.
And this is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're talking to Keita Bussey because this is the weaponized woman. And her guest is Vince, and you... Let me try this. Damiano? Is that it?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm just curious, Vince, because I'm listening to you do these descriptions. Now, is your martial art that you teach, is it more along the lines of Krav Maga, or did you... Are you more of a Bruce Lee type that gets out there and says, the martial arts are a salad bar and I'll take what I like?
Well, it's funny you say that because in what I do is basically if you take Bruce Lee and Tony Robbins and if they have a baby, that would be me.
Okay.
I've taken the martial arts. Yes. I've taken the martial arts and I've given it a very realistic approach, starting with the mind, starting with the mindset, starting with your values, starting with your virtues. Krav Maga is a great system. I tend to stay away from now. I mean, I served 10 years in the military. I've done multiple different type of combative courses, and everybody's got their own thing. Where Krav Maga difference from what I do is I've taken my martial arts experience and I've pretty much gotten rid of all the martial artsy stuff, the stuff with rules, the stuff with bowing, very strict, hard, linear techniques, and I put a little bit more dynamics on it. I've also changed that use of force, whereas certain arts, that use of force is only just to completely destroy the person. It's usually dependent on a high level of fitness, a high degree of accuracy, high degree of speed, and it doesn't give a lot of room for interpretation for the individual. Where what I do is your action dictates my response to you. If you're simply going to push me, well, I don't find it very sensical to punch you back, but I do find it more applicable to move out of the way and let you just kind of be on your way. If you're going to punch me, depending on who you are, you could be drunk Uncle Sam. I'm not going to want to punch you back. I may want to maybe disrupt your nervous system and embarrass you a little bit with a little bit of pain, but it's not going to cause any damaging or long-lasting effects.
Okay. See, just that answer alone, the beer's on me. Anyway, please, Katie, you guys go ahead now. I just wanted to ask that question about the martial arts side of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was practicing some of this stuff with Pixie, and she said, you're abusing me, you're abusing me, you're beating me up. And I was like, no, I'm not. We're practicing, we're training. She's like, no, you didn't bow first, so it's abuse.
Yeah, that bow is very important. And that's
the bow is very important.
Trick. Yeah, if you bow to your child first, it is not child abuse. It's just simply practice.
She very strongly pointed that out. The bow is very important.
Yes, and it's funny because we have not bowed in my classes in about 15 years. But it is a nice joke for the martial arts. And it's funny because I realize that martial arts, the way it's taught, needs to change because you're built into all these habits. And I remember I stopped bowing the day that I was walking through the mall, and I walked from a hardwood floor to a soft floor, and I inadvertently just bowed out of habit because that's how we went
in
and out of the martial arts school. And I would just realize that my habits that I've been training with are going to get me in trouble. It's like, now, I love Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I've been a practicer of BJJ for a long time, but it's great for the ring. It's not great for self-defense. And I get a lot of calls on that all the time. Like, how dare you say that? But any martial art where you have to tap your way out of the technique is not going to help you in real life because you're not training to tap. In Taekwondo, you're not training to touch. In Aikido, you're not training to fall. And all these different arts train you for the habit. And when you train to the habit, I mean, the ultimate self-defense technique is the double tap. Somebody puts me in a headlock, I'll just double tap them, and they'll let go automatically out of a training habit. And it's been a statistical fact that you can take anybody who's been overtrained in the martial arts and you can use their habits against them. You start to bow, they'll bow out of habit. You go to shake their hand, they'll shake your hand out of habit. You tap and they'll let go. So I've gotten rid of all of these formalities that made it very unpredictable because you never really know what's going to happen.
Right. Well, and we've talked on the show before about the police training and how they do disarming. And at the end of the disarming, they hand the gun back to the assailant. So then in real life, they do that and then they get shot.
Exactly. So I used weapon disarms as a last resort tactic. There's different types now. There's videos of us doing weapon disarms, which are actually what's called last resort disarms. For younger people, I teach them as a confidence builder. I mean, if you can learn how to take a gun out of somebody's hand at lightning speed, you're going to have some pretty good confidence. You will probably, chances are, never have to use it, but the confidence that you built by doing it, you're going to use all the time in everything, just talking to people, not just in self-defense. But as that training habit, I've actually had a state police officer in an actual confrontation remove a gun from somebody and out of habit went to hand it back. And yes, he snapped out of that in an instant, but that's a hard fact. So we trained either hand the gun to the instructor or just drop the gun on the floor after you had done the disarm, stepped away, gotten to a proper distance, scanned your area, and then de-escalated from the situation. There's always, just like in shooting where there's follow-through, self-defense, there has to be follow-through. If there's no follow-through, then you're just training to habit, and that's what usually is going to get people hurt.
So where can people find you if they want to do this training?
Well, my website is theedgecenter.net. They can simply just send me out an email at vince@theedgecenter.net or shoot me a text or even give me a call at 908-707-8400. For cases of emergencies, my phone is on 24/7. And because of my other businesses, if I have to pick up guns in the middle of the night, that phone is always on. But even de-escalating situations, I've had people call me and say, hey, I've got my boyfriend on his way. He's mad. What do I do? And I'll talk them through a hostile situation and how to posture themselves and set themselves up. And or you just say, hey, listen, you're not going to be able to handle this. Call the police. Because not every situation is going to be – you can't solve every situation. You can't defend every event. Some things you just can't do. Like if you're standing 10 feet away from somebody, they got a gun, Superman might be able to disarm that, but you're not. So there's a time that you have to know that, hey, just give up the money, give up the car keys, just don't go to that secondary location because that's when people are found tied, shot, and a slight case of death.
Let me get you guys a hold right there. Let me get you a hold right there, Keita. We're coming up on the next break, and I'm enjoying this. I got other questions when we get back. We're talking to Keita Bussey. She's the weaponized woman. Her guest is Vince Damiano of Jack of All Trades. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump said on Wednesday he may cut off funding to schools that don't reopen from lockdowns imposed by governors across the nation. The president making those comments on Twitter. Vice President Mike Pence was asked about the president's comments during a White House coronavirus task force briefing and says,
look, we're going to respect those unique communities that may have challenges, that have rising cases or rising positivity. As the debate in Congress goes forward about additional resources, we're going to look to build in incentives for states to go forward. But the president's made it clear, and I think most parents in America would agree with him, that we got to get our kids back to school and we got to get them back into the classroom.
National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien saying President Trump is going to take significant action on China in the coming weeks. This is USA Radio News. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the coronavirus pandemic is clearly not over, and the single best thing Americans can do is wear a mask.
It's clear it's the right thing to do. It's time for us to take responsibility not only for our own health, but for the health of others.
Speaking with reporters, the Kentucky Republican says the GOP wants to wait and see regarding the status of COVID-19 before deciding on another congressional relief package.
I can tell you confidently it won't be $3 trillion. That bill is not going anywhere. And in terms of the amount, we'll let you know when we announce it.
The Kremlin announced last week that 78% of Russian voters supported changing their constitution to permit Vladimir Putin to remain president of the Russian Federation until 2036. State Department spokesman Morgan Ortegas saying they're troubled by the recent actions by the Russian government. This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Keita Bussey and her guest, Vince Damiano. And did I hear you say that you're also part of Gun Sitters as well?
Yes, I'm one of the owners of Gun Sitters.
So did you hear Eric on the show the other day?
No, I usually don't listen to Eric talk. I listen to Eric talk all day long. So I try to do that as little as possible sometimes.
Okay, well, I tried to call Eric today. I didn't get a hold of Eric. But anyway... Anyway, Keita, if you would be so kind, please, as you do. Are you going to take up one of the martial arts? It goes right in line with all the stuff you teach.
It does. It would be a lot of fun, and I'm very interested in learning more.
I mean, all those little stutter steps that you do and everything, that's exactly what they would try to teach you to close distance right before you dot their eye.
Yeah, I might look into that.
And then when Vince bows at you, you know you're about to get, your clock is about to get cleaned.
That's or when right. Vince doesn't bow.
Yeah. Anyway, I am standing by. You guys have at it.
So if you want to take a class with Vince and do this sort of training, it's an amazing location. So even if you're not from Pennsylvania, New Jersey area where he's based out of, this is worth flying to. And I did, my daughter did. They have a mansion on site where you can stay for very little cost to you at a mansion and then train all weekend or during a weekday or whatever you want to do. But they've got an indoor pool and hot tub. And Vince is an amazing cook. They have rooms with jacuzzis. They've got a shooting range on site. They have Polaris tracks, a flamethrower, a beer can launcher. It's just so much fun. It's not just, I mean, it's a destination. If you don't live in that area, definitely worth flying to and staying there, because it's the kind of experience you look for a lifetime. You want to talk a little bit about the property, Vince?
Yeah, so we have endeavored to make a destination. Immersive training has been proven to be the best type of training, whereas, hey, you go to karate school, you go to a self-defense class, you go to a seminar, and then you go home and life happens. This life doesn't happen. The one weekend that we were there, it just happened to have been one of the worst riot weekends that we've had up until this point, and nobody knew about it. So everybody was able to focus directly on that. We've got very bad cell phone service. We have no TV service, but we've got a lot of stuff to do. We are full-size gymnasium. I've got mats. I've got targets. I've got movement obstacles. We've got hiking trails, and the training doesn't stop just because we leave the house. I took Pixie on this wonderful little survival hike where we cleared our minds and talked about these concepts and ideas, and I realized that Pixie is the oldest 12-year-old I know. And, I think she's going on like 30, because the things that came out of her mouth as far as these concepts that we were hitting on, she fully grasped. And we started talking about her finding the weaknesses in my suit. And part of that was because we changed her gaze, the way she looks
right
at an opponent. She started by looking in my eyes, which you don't need to look in anybody's eyes that's about to attack you, because there's nothing to see, and that gives you tunnel vision. And I gave her funnel vision, where you look through your opponent and you can see everything. And without gazing at it and giving away her striking target, she was able to hit where she wanted to because she knew that was an opening. And the same thing is when we walk outside, she was scanning her area. She was looking for everything. And it just opened her up. That fresh air gave her some fresh ideas. The openness kind of helped open her mind. And my assistant was there with us and just kind of throwing things back and forth. And they had a great conversation. And then we just continued training. It was just a nice little break, interrupted the mind and the thought process so it wasn't monotonous. And we went right back to business. And it was just a wonderful experience.
So she said that I was teaching a class, so she said she was following my gunshots to get home. Is that what happened?
It was. So I walked this out to about a half a mile, but it was a meandering trail. And I basically asked, I say, well, how do we get back? I said, did you look behind you as we're walking? And both her and my instructor were like, no, because they were kind of focused on what I was saying and things like that. But then Pixie kind of like put her head up and turned it to a side, kind of like my dog does when I say something stupid to it. And she's like, that's the way home. And we started walking and we'd stop and you'd hear the bang, bang, and shoop, there it is. That's where we're going. And that was basically our exit strategy. So
she actually picked that up herself.
She did, yeah. So I didn't tell her to use.
She's like,
ears.
That's my mommy. I hear guns. That's my mommy.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, I loved it too, because it just added a whole different level of training. And I like it when people start adding their own stuff, where a lot of instructors kind of get offensive. Like, don't add your own stuff. No, add your own stuff. This is the kind of class you can do that with. And I will reward personal thinking, because you're supposed to think outside of the you. Or think outside of the training and really make it yours.
Right.
I think once somebody makes the training their own, they totally own it, and nobody can ever take it from them.
And you also came across a bear.
We did. I knew there were several bears on the property, and I've hiked all 210 acres, every inch, so I know everything about it. And I've yet to actually see the bear up until that day. And I've seen a couple dens. And we were walking out and came across one of those dens. I was like, no big deal. And as we got closer, I saw these red ears sticking up and kind of made that pucker factor high. And we kind of just slowly exfilled the area and made our trip a little bit longer than it had to be.
Okay, and that's when you followed the gunshots back to find your way back.
Yes. So it made it really nice. And
I was surprised to see you guys show up at the class. Because you followed the gunshots.
Yes. So our plan was to come out on one side of the trail, but because the exit we took was blocked by a sleeping bear, we decided to use our minds and our training to say, hey, this is a potential dangerous situation. Let's use a higher level of thinking and go the other way. Whereas, and the funny thing is, she also asked, she goes, well, did you take a picture of the bear? And then I'm thinking, okay, that's a very teenager thing to say. No, in a self-defense or a potentially dangerous situation, the last thing you want to do is take a selfie. So there was no bear selfie or no bear picture. I said, it's in our minds. We'll leave it at that. Some things are just not that important.
You should have gone. You probably should have gone Masoyama on the bear.
You
know Masoyama?
Of course.
Masoyama used to kill bulls with a punch to the head, Kita.
He did. Yeah.
One punch, one kill, Kita. You could learn that, Kita. It could all be you. We're coming up on the next break. We're coming up on the next break. Vince, tell everybody where they would find you.
They can find me at theedgecenter.net or Vince at theedgecenter.net or 908-707-8400 or just a Google search, Vince Damiano, D-A-M-I-A-N-O. I'm all over the place.
Very good. We'll be right back. This is The Weaponized Woman with Kita Bussey, and this is Lock and Load.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to SafePlacesUSA.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to SafePlacesUSA.com. That's SafePlacesUSA.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual. Pandemic Survival Secrets, Your Home, Your Fortress. All free this week at SafePlacesUSA.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out, FranklinArmory.com. This is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey and her guest, Vince Damiano. And
nice job.
Vince apparently is quite, he's a gunfighter, he's a hand-to-hand fighter, and he can kill a bear with one punch. I'm impressed.
That is yet to be determined.
It's my story, and I'm sticking with it. Anyway. Please, guys, have at it, and I'll be standing by.
All right, so I haven't mentioned this yet, but if you would like to set up a class with me for movement training, please email me at 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. You can also check out my website. It's 180firearmstraining.com. I'm also on Facebook under Keita Bussey and 180 Firearms Training, or Instagram at Keita Bussey. So that being said, Vince, I'm sure you have plenty of things that you would like to cover that you haven't talked about yet. So the floor is yours.
Wow. So it's funny because I take everything in that we talk about. And when you came to us with the movement training and started teaching it there, it's funny how relatable it is to martial arts. And how all the training ties together. And when you move and when you take that body and make it part of an art, you can use it a little more efficiently. And mm-hmm. when I had Pixie moving with me, it's funny how fast, with the exception of breaking habits, that was the one habit I didn't have to break her of, was how to move her body efficiently. Most people in training, they kind of get all hung up on themselves and they trip on themselves and they forget like just that natural movement process. And training shouldn't be about unlearning everything you know. It's about how to take what you already know and master that. A huge part of my training is taking what you already know and making it a weapon. I mean, I don't show you how to reach out and block something. I show you how to cover your own body effectively. I don't show you how to strike somebody with a punch or an elbow. I show you how to twist into something using something you already know. If you can relate your training to everyday life, then you can learn it a little more effectively. Soft tissue punching, the same way you would hold a key and open up your car door before the little automatic beepers, that same motion you can use to penetrate soft tissue on the body. And it works out really well. So it's a totally different concept, but it's something that's not very common because it seems almost too easy. And if training wasn't easy, then it takes way too long to master, and it's just something that can't be used effectively. My goal
and
for Pixie was...
Pixie works out. I know you know she works out, but Pixie works out every single day, and I work with her on making sure her body moves are very efficient during her workout, and she's doing proper execution of every move during her workout. So I think that translates into what you taught her, so she already knows how to use her body the most with the most mechanical efficiency possible, and then you related it to things she already knows how to do. So it was very natural and easy for her.
Yeah, it made a very nice mix into the training, so it was able to adapt a little bit easier than normal. Because I always worry when we get to a full immersion training, it's not just, hey, we're going to stand on one spot and we're going to train. We're going to use the entire everything. The whole house is going to be our battleground, from the flat ground in the gymnasium to the uneven steps going up the gymnasium stairs or into the living room where there's a couch and there's another step. And I always worry when I get somebody moving that they're going to use their feet too much. And when you use your feet too much, you tend to trip and fall over them. Whereas when you move efficiently, you move from your core and from your hips. And then your feet will just follow. It'll follow the ground a little bit more. And I didn't have to worry about that. Actually, I worried a little bit more about usually when I have an assistant, I worry more about them moving around than a student that's just learning it for the first time, because a lot of my assistants or instructors that work for me were also my martial arts students. And so they also have the burden of traditional martial arts. And sometimes they'll default to that, regardless of how much training you're, because it's a hard thing as an instructor to unlearn something that you might have to teach. Because our younger program, we used to teach a little more traditional martial arts to give them a solid grounding. And when I transition an instructor from a younger kid's class to an adult program, it's hard for them. They do have to unlearn that tradition. They tend to like it a little bit more because it's not bound by rules. And anytime you're being bound by rules, you're going to limit what you can do. And that gets a little hard.
Right.
That's why I kind of stray away from sport or traditional martial arts.
Right. I think it was very good to have her go from training with me every day to training with you, because I think a lot of the movements are very similar just because they're efficient.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And the other thing, too, is training with you, even though, and you've instilled, because you have a military background, you've instilled to her protection principles. And even though I may have told her, and this goes with all parents, when parents try to teach their children something about personal protection or self-defense or don't talk to strangers, it always comes out differently when it comes from somebody else, because there's value in scarcity. She didn't know me up until that day. But then she quickly became comfortable with me and my instructor, because if I have a female student, I always have a female instructor with me, so I can keep it comfortable. So I'm not the one putting my hands on her. It's actually my female instructor that's grabbing her and attacking her and getting on top of her for takedowns and things like that, until I came to me putting the suit on, just because it's a very traumatic event getting beat up inside of an impact suit. Right. It does create a barrier. And it's not just a physical barrier, but also an emotional barrier, because it's hard to see my face with a shield on. But it makes things a little bit easier. And, I was totally just blown away by the level of commitment that she gave me when she was training through the whole thing. And I really can't wait to have her back.
How many hours did you train on a typical day with her?
It was 2 hours on, 30 minutes off. So it was, each session was 2 hours on, 30 minutes off. So it was a good 6 or 7 hours. I think we did an extra hour at the end there with a live action scenario. Because what I do is I give them, a lot of stuff. I just throw a lot of stuff at you and I see what sticks. And then I know what the strengths and improvements are going to be. And then the next time we meet together after a little bit of a break, we hit those core strengths. And I just completely abandon the weaknesses, because I don't want to try to fix anything. I just want to build on all the successes. And once we build on enough successes, we run through a live action scenario. Now, a lot of things that, like especially on our social media that we have pictures of, are training events. As a matter of fact, on your Instagram is a training event. I do not video live action scenarios because they don't look like anything people know about. They're dirty, they're sloppy. Extremely harsh language, shocking language, and I do that to create an emotional barrier. So we don't video any of that. But that's when the suit comes on, that's when the lights go off, that's when things get really nasty. But under that full adrenal stress scenario is where you learn what you have. You learn what you've learned, and you realize what you didn't retain. And then, of course, the next day we build on top of that again. And it's just the second day is usually shorter. It doesn't go any more than 4 hours because when we're dealing with strikes that we do, because we're using soft tissue striking, it's nervous system disruption, not like pressure point strikes, not like the pressure point knockouts that you can Google the heck out of and see garbage. It's just striking the weaknesses of the body. It's very painful. But when you hit a nerve in the body, in order to come back, it depletes the vitamins in your body, so it takes a long time to recover. So the second day is never going to be as effective as the first, so we tend to keep that a little bit shorter. But we had a good 10 hours, almost 12 hours of total training within the 3 days that we spent.
Now, I was very impressed with how quickly she bonded with you, especially
I was too busy listening. I was too busy listening. We have run out of time.
Oh, no.
So, we'll have to do this again. Vince, I'm going to be in touch. I got a couple of questions for you, young fella. And Keita, always good to have you on as the Weaponized Woman. Thank you both for joining me this evening.
Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure, Bill. Thank you.
All right. Bye. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.